Yoel Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin. Halo Neged Einenu, Ochel Nichras. Is the food not cut off being right in front of our eyes? We're going to see it. The punishment is going to be there, and we're going to watch everything wither and get consumed and chomped up until there's nothing left. Mibeis Elokeinu Simcha Vogil. From the house of God, joy and jubilation are cut off. You have no wine. Wine is Mesameach, Adam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, nothing. We're going to be suffering right in front of us. When Sukkos arrives, says Radak, there's no harvest, there's no Simchas Beis HaShoeva. How can you have Simchas Torah without drinking? There's nothing to drink. Tazayin halo neged einenu ochel nechras. I'm sorry, we said it. Basically, you know, Simcha Vagil. Yudzayin. Of shu firudos, casks of wine have gathered mold, have become moldy. Why? Tachas megrifosehem, under the bungs, under the cork that holds them closed, because they're empty. So when wine casks are empty, the old dregs of the wine rot and turn moldy. And then even the barrels are being spoiled. That's Rashi's pshat. Ibn Ezra says that seeds are shriveling beneath the clods of dirt because there's nothing to grow, so they can't ever mature. Noshamu otsaros, the storehouses are laid desolate. We've seen shamu many times with Yerushalayim, mostly Nersu mama guros. The garners is one very old-fashioned translation. The barns are broken down. Kiho vish dagan, because the corn is dried out. So now we're talking about the containers. The containers are breaking down for lack of use. The silos are empty. They're decaying from neglect. The boards are rotting out. The casks are getting moldy. The worst thing in all those apocalyptic movies are watching everything just creaking by itself and just falling to pieces with nobody to tend the farm. Yerches ma ne'en necha ve'hema. How the cattle are sighing. Navochu edrei vakar. Herds of cattle are confused, perplexed. Ki'en mira lahem, because they have nowhere to graze. They have no pasture. So they're wandering around. They don't know where to go. They can't find any food. Sheep and cattle. I'm sorry, just cattle first. Sheep are coming next. They don't know where to go. Gam edrei atzon neshamu. Also, the flocks of the sheep are laid waste. They have nothing to eat. Rashi says that this is about guilt. They've become spoiled through their guilt. The guilt of the people has led to damage to the environment. So you want to talk about people who are worried about environmentalism nowadays. And they blame people for everything that's wrong. Well, here we really are to blame for what's wrong. But it's our sinfulness that is to blame, not our plastic soda bottle holders. Nevertheless, Yotese Lecha Hashem Ekra. Finally, to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I call. Took long enough. So what the Navi is explaining, Ibn Ezra says, is that there's been a year of drought. So if this is in Malachim, during the 7 years of famine that are coming, by Elisha, after a year of drought, they finally call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki esh achala na'os midbar, because fire has consumed the dwellings of the wilderness. Tents of shepherds, stalls for the sheep, trees where the birds make their nests. Nobody has anywhere to live as everything withers away. And fire becomes a constant hazard because everything is so dry. The lehava lihata kolatze hasada, and a flame has burnt all the trees of the field. So the drought, always seen as a very hot, drying, withering natural force. If you've ever seen the pictures of California during all those wildfires, this is Eretz Yisrael. Chaf, gam bahamos sadeh ta'arogelecha, and also the beasts of the field cry out to you. We don't feed the beasts. So the beasts of the field don't require pasture. But without rainfall, the springs are dried up, so they have nothing to drink or eat either. Ki yavshu afike moyim, because the springs of water have dried up, so they have nothing to sustain themselves. They're crying out of thirst. They don't understand what's going on, but they are still suffering. Ve'esh achla ne'os hamidbar. And fire has consumed the dwellings of the wilderness as well. So the water sources are gone. The pasture land is gone. The food is gone. Everything's gone. In the natural disaster that we like to call natural disaster, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is inflicting the national disaster, has placed upon all of the creatures living in Eretz Yisrael. So what should we do? We should maybe do some tshuva, and we'll see some of that in Perek Beis.